All right, Lauren Rodriguez. Woo!
I hate change. Some people like it or strive to find change. I hate change. And I learned this when I was six, very old. When at my birthday party, I threw a tantrum because my cake had six candles instead of five. May have been a little early for a midlife crisis, but it scared the crap out of me because I would never be five again. And in a way, that moment defined me, and it still does. Because when I find change, I bottle it up until I just can't hold it anymore, and I pop out like some sort of demented firework, exactly like the six-year-old self I was. As I grew older, I learned that society wouldn't accept my tantrums anymore, at least not in that format. So I learned a little bit of decorum, and I found that panic attacks in the most convenient bathroom stall was fine. You know, keeping it classy. Even now, as I'm some sort of an adult, I continue to follow this pattern. Luckily, I've kind of put a cap on those kind of huge panic attacks. But at this point, when I come against something that scares me, that's new, that hurts me, I just don't talk about it and leave it bottled up, which leads me to this week and new beginnings. My mom is moving out of the house I grew up in. And I kind of felt really bad about this first world problem until Shelby told her story. I've talked to my friends about this at work, and at rehearsals, and everyone's like, yeah, that kind of happened to me when I was way younger. And I'm 26 and still kind of battling this issue. It's made me not really want to talk about it because I kind of feel like it's a sad issue to have. And I've just kind of let it bottle up because I don't want to talk about it. I'm really afraid of losing the space that had so many new beginnings. New steps, new love, new tears. But I guess what scares me the most is that every time I think about it, I see myself that same six-year-old self, still crying because she wasn't allowed to be five anymore. And I wonder how I can be brave enough to move forward if I'm always afraid of losing what I left behind. What if I can never grow past that? But either way, here I am, talking about it. And reminded of so many coming-of-age stories that was told in a space that's now our past. Loss of friends, marriages, family members, virginity, all met primarily with fear. The same fear I feel today that I felt when I was six. And maybe it's not the shared fear that makes us weak. Maybe we'd be crazy not to feel this way. Maybe the brave in all of it comes from the ability to move forward while paying homage to the past. So that's what I'd like to do today and say goodbye to my home. Can you raise your drink, please? Shelby, can you come here?
Okay. I have water.
Best drink of all. Thank you for... Thank you for keeping our family safe, for housing us through laughter and tears, for keeping us upright when we fell, and always keeping our secrets. We'll miss you, but we know that you'll mean the world to the next family. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. We're gonna cry.
Opa.
Opa. Woo!